And people didn't understand, like, why is such a big black guy like yourself doing such gay shit, you know? And he didn't, I don't think it bothered him. I think it bothered him to see how much it affected me.
I would become friends with someone, and then they were like, we're dating, right? And I'd be like, yeah. Yeah, because I can't say no.
I know I did all this stuff and, like, came out and took hormones and whatever, but I still kind of don't care. Like, feeling like people are a little bit like, didn't you do that? Aren't you done?
And I knew, like, that my grandma was getting on in years, and she was having some, like, minor health problems during the trip, and she was still, like, extremely sharp mentally. Like, she was always so sharp. She never became unsharp. She never lost her, like, awareness. But yeah, as I was driving away, it just felt like, okay, this is it felt very final.
It was the disco era. It was Last Dance, Last Chance, honey. And oh, and she wanted a commitment. I was like, no. No! I'm young. You're 10 years older than me. You want to get committed to somebody? Fine, go ahead. It's not going to be me.
I'm having a hard time. The world feels like a really scary place right now. And maybe I'm naive, and it always has been, but sometimes it just feels really hard to even come up with a reason to get out of bed in the morning. And that means I've been thinking a lot about what's important, and what I even have to hold on to when it feels like everything is crumbling around my ears. But when I look around, what I see is, well, everyone else having a hard time too, and just doing their best to get by, and that makes me think that maybe what we do have is each other. What we have is other people, and our love for them, and their love for us. So I've been thinking a lot about love, and I keep envisioning it as the desire to blur the edges between yourself and other people, to be close to them, to be a part of them, and to have them be a part of you. And I wanted to know more about other people's experiences, so I interviewed a whole bunch of friends, acquaintances, and total strangers, and asked them to tell me a story about love that changed their life. Some of their stories were about romantic love. Some were about platonic love. Some were something harder to define. But I learned a little bit from all of them. So here are the stories of 9 of the people I spoke with. I'm Sophie Kaner, and this is Edges.